Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Obama administration will increase the number of refugees allowed to enter the United States.
Last year, I think we were at 70,000. We are now going to go up to 85,000 with at least, and I underscore the at least, it is not a ceiling, it's a floor, of 10,000 over the next year from Syria specifically, even as we also receive more refugees from other areas.
Speaking Sunday in Berlin, Mr. Kerry called the U.S. decision a step in keeping with America's best tradition, and he says it is a land of second chances and a beacon of hope. Earlier on Sunday, Austria said 11,000 migrants crossed into the country from Hungary. In just the last 24 hours, authorities are also saying another 7,000 migrants, many of them fleeing Syria's civil war, were expected Sunday at the main crossing east of Vienna. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says most Iranians backed the nuclear deal with six world powers, including the United States, even if some hardliners denounce it. Under the deal, Iran would scale back its uranium enrichment to keep it from building a nuclear bomb and agrees to vigorous inspections of nuclear facilities. In exchange, the U.S. and its allies will ease the sanctions that have affected the Iranian economy. West African negotiators announced a plan on Sunday to end the crisis in Burkina Faso with a military coup, overthrew the traditional civilian government there last week. Proposal would restore civilian authority but offer amnesty to the coup leaders. Protests against the coup turned violent, killing at least 10 and injuring more than 100. This is VOA News.